You know, just on that very point of, you know, well, other people, if they knew all my sins, they wouldn't want anything to do with me. Well, when Paul was converted, this early church, they were afraid of him. They wouldn't even let him in some of the churches. They hid from him. They didn't want him in their meetings. They didn't want anything to do with him. But eventually, because God was with him, they all loved him. They loved him. What a thing. You're not the lone exception to God's grace, who's beyond his ability to save. I remember one time years ago, downtown Hannibal, evangelizing with this man, and he was half drunk when I came across him, but that didn't, you know, we're still having conversation. And he kept talking like, you know, he was just like he was boasting in his sins and things. He said, well, God wouldn't have anything to do with me. I said, you're pretty arrogant, aren't you? He thought, what? I said, do you think that you're the only, this verse is false because you're just this great sinner and God can't do anything with you? What a fool. And he just kind of, he didn't know how to take it, you know, but he thought he was, you know, raising some great objection. And I thought, well, that qualifies you for grace. That doesn't keep you from the Lord. And sinner, you need to understand God is able. He's the King of ages. He has all authority in heaven and on earth. You're not the too difficult case. Nothing, you know, we sing that song, nothing is too difficult for thee. You know, well, nothing is difficult. You know, that's how Ravenhill didn't like that song. Nothing is difficult, he says. Not too difficult. It's not even difficult. You can always find fault with a song, can't you, if you really want to? Look to Christ now and find your salvation. God was so willing to save the Israelites in the wilderness that he set it up. Think of this. All they had to do was just look at a bronze serpent and they could be delivered from the plague. Just look. You don't have to do anything special. Just look to him. Look to Christ. That's all. It couldn't be easier, really. He's willing. You need only look upon the Lord Jesus Christ to be saved. I remember one time hearing a brother share, and he was saying, you need to come to Christ, run to Christ. And he said, well, what if you say, well, I don't feel like I can run. Well, then walk to Christ. Well, I don't feel like I can walk. Crawl to Christ. Well, I don't feel like I can crawl. Well, shout out to Christ. Well, I don't know what to say. Well, just look to Christ. He's like, I don't know how to look. Just fall in his general direction, he said. He'll save you, right? Just desire to be saved. He'll do the rest. He's willing. He's able.